I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Good golly, Miss Molly, who would have thought that someone named Richard Wayne Penniman would be one of rock and roll's founding fathers? The man known as Little Richard was born into a family of 12 children in Macon and grew up singing gospel in the Pentecostal church. As a teenager, Penniman sang in nightclubs, performing as Little Richard in a high-energy style that would become his trademark. His big break came in September 1955 when he recorded a song called Tutti Frutti that featured nonsensical lyrics with suggestive undertones. It became his standard. Over the next year and a half, Little Richard recorded hits like Long Tall Sally and Good Golly Miss Molly that became defining moments in the new cultural phenomenon known as rock and roll. With his trademark pompadour hairstyle, eyeliner, and thick makeup, Little Richard thrilled teenagers and horrified parents across 1950s America and influenced a generation of musicians. The man who calls himself the architect of rock and roll was born in Macon on December 5th, 1932, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.